Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Friday, November 21st, and what a difference a day makes. Futures are pointing to a higher open after yesterday's brutal reversal.
Brutal is the word for it. We saw a monster earnings report from Nvidia fuel a big rally, only for it to completely fall apart. The market just could not hold those gains. It was a classic fade.
But this morning, there's a bit of a lifeline. We're seeing green across the board for U.S. futures. S&P up about 15 points, Dow futures climbing over 200. And it seems we have one person to thank.
That's right, New York Fed President John Williams. He came out with some surprisingly dovish commentary, breaking from the recent hawkish trend we've seen from other Fed members. He basically said he sees room for another rate adjustment soon to get policy closer to neutral.
And the market loves that. After getting spooked about rates staying higher for longer, any hint of a friendlier Fed is like rocket fuel.
Exactly. It's the main reason we're seeing this pre-market lift, especially when you look overseas. Asia was a sea of red overnight. The Nikkei and Hang Seng both down over 2%. Europe is also tracking for a lower finish to the week.
So the U.S. is really trying to buck the global trend here, all on the back of those Fed comments. Let's talk earnings, because we had a ton of reports after the bell yesterday. What stands out?
The retailers had a great showing. Gap beat expectations and raised its full-year revenue guidance. The stock is popping over 4% pre-market. Ross Stores also delivered a strong beat and raise, and it's up over 3%.
And Intuit, the maker of TurboTax, also posted a big beat on earnings and revenue.
It did, but that one's a bit more complicated. Intuit guided its next quarter's earnings below consensus. So even though the stock is up about 3%, that mixed guidance is something traders will be watching closely. It's a classic case of, what's next?
Right, and we saw the flip side of that with a couple of software names. Elastic and Veeva Systems both beat on their numbers, but are getting hammered pre-market. Elastic is down over 11%.
This is a perfect example of how crucial guidance is in this market. A good quarter isn't enough. If your outlook disappoints, you get punished. For Elastic and Veeva, the street clearly didn't like what it heard about the future, despite the solid results.
Let's shift to some major corporate headlines, because this one is huge. A bidding war for Warner Brothers?
A massive story. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Paramount, Netflix, and Comcast have all submitted bids. This is a battle of titans for a huge media asset. This will be the story to watch in the media space for weeks, maybe months.
Wow. Elsewhere, AMD's CEO is making waves, saying she wants a large portion of the AI business. No surprise there, but it's a clear shot across the bow at competitors.
It absolutely is. And speaking of competition, T-Mobile got hit with a downgrade to Perform from Outperform at Oppenheimer, so you might see some pressure there. On the other side of the coin, Verizon confirmed it's cutting over 13,000 positions.
That's a huge number, a sign of cost-cutting for sure. Now, what about shareholder returns? I saw one that really jumped out.
You must mean Dillard's, announcing a special dividend of $30 per share. That is a massive payout and a huge sign of confidence from their board. The stock is ticking up on that news.
Okay, let's put it all together. We have positive momentum from the Fed comments, but a weak global backdrop and the memory of yesterday's nasty reversal. How should traders be thinking about the open?
You have to be cautiously optimistic. The short-term momentum is clearly bullish. Intraday charts for the S&P and NASDAQ show a strong upward move with significant volume. Volatility, as measured by the VXX, spiked yesterday but has since pulled back, which is a good sign.
So the bulls are in control for now?
For the moment. But if you zoom out to a swing trader's perspective, the picture is more bearish. The market breadth is weak, with more stocks selling off than advancing yesterday. We saw that AI momentum fade hard. My take is this. Watch the key levels. For the SPY, support is around 650, with resistance near 656.
Got it. So the big question is, can the market hold these pre-market gains after the bell, or do we see another fade like yesterday?
That is the multi-billion dollar question. I'd avoid chasing the initial pop. Wait for the market to prove it can hold these levels. Watch the tech and energy sectors for continued strength. But be ready to pivot if sellers show up again. Yesterday's reversal left a scar, and traders won't forget it quickly.
Excellent advice. We do have some economic data on tap as well, with the preliminary November manufacturing and services PMI reports out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern, followed by the final University of Michigan consumer sentiment at 10 a.m. That will definitely be something to watch.
Absolutely. That data could either confirm this morning's optimism or throw some cold water on it very quickly. It's going to be a fascinating end to the week.
It certainly is. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.